passing a note.
She passes me notes in class all the time.
Do you want to pass me a note and have me circle yes or no?
This is Passing Notes on Jason and Alexis. Old high school notes that producer Dawn found, read aloud by the MyTalk players.
It was sweet. We held hands and passed notes.
And you are to read that letter in front of my class.
Read it out loud.
As we like to do on Passing Notes, here's a quick flashback of Megan, played by Stephanie Hansen, so you can remember just who Megan is.
Oh, I feel a seizure coming on. Whoa, dude, I gotta take my medication. See ya. I'm a good artist. Yeah, boys. Do you think Ebrick
Kirby
likes me, or who do you think he likes? Yalik?
Kelly.
No. Please, no. But he probably does because she's a T-Lus, you know.
T-Lus is slut, spelled backwards.
Well, bust a gut and chill a frill and moose a goose. Yeah, I know I'm cool. He's so sweet. And besides, he has a really great body.
Then in parentheses,
ass. Dawn plus Jason, TLA.
And then on the other side of that, it says,
staring at his wiener.
All right, and with today's note, here is Megan.
Dawn, okie dokie, stud, you are so funny.
She really is. In fact, let's take a few minutes here to remember just how funny our friend Dawn is.
True or false? Male octopuses grow an extra arm in a pouch under their eye, which is actually a penis.
Some might say he's c-eyed.
That's excellent, Dawn. That's excellent. Good job.
If you're holding an infected koala, you could actually, if you're exposed to its urine, you could catch it. Mm. It leads to blindness, infertility, and also an infection known as dirty tail.
It's a club I used to dance in.
Dirty tail.
Coming up on stage three, it's Dawn at the Dirty Tail.
And now back to the note.
Oh boy. You are so funny. Why ask me? I know you think I'm God with a cool green cast.
You might remember Megan had some sort of issue with her hand.
Dawn, excuse my writing due to the break of my fifth metacarpal on my right hand. Smiley face. Yeah, I hope Coach Gary asks me out sometime. Yeah, I want you to do me, Mark. Yeah, up the...
Something we can't say on the radio?
Baby, sure. Whoa. Okay. Whoa. Seizure time.
Some random scribbling.
Damn, that was fun. Hey, guess who this is? This is an awesome stick figure. Can't you tell?
There's a drawing of a stick figure, and I'm actually not near the note right now. I'm working from home, and the note is back at Passing Notes HQ. But I think the head kind of looks like a...
salad bowl. I'm sorry I didn't call last night, but I got in a huge fight with my mom. How about I call you tonight? Michelob night? Yeah. Bush light? Yeah, I'm cool. Yeah.
You know, can we take another time out here for a second? I mean, we got like 3 months to kill here, right? Just hearing someone say Michelob night really takes me back. One, because Michelob was probably the first beer I ever snuck from my dad's fridge back around the time these notes were being passed. This wasn't Michelob Golden Draft or Michelob Ultra like they still make today. This was a fancy beer. It came in a dark brown teardrop-shaped bottle that kind of looked like a lava lamp with a gold foil wrapper. Really class things up. Oh, Michelob. Oh, 80s. Anyway, the other thing that late 80s Michelob reminds me of is the TV commercials for Michelob Lite, where people would compete in sports with an unabandoned vigor because a round of Michelob Lights was on the line, all set to the music of this sweet-ass singer.
Michelob Lights for the winners.
Oh, what the heck. Let's do one of those patented Jason Matheson 80s classic commercial flashbacks here for Michelob Light. Let's see. There was the tennis one.
Thinking about throwing in the towel? No, think about making it Michelob Light for the winners.
Your serve.
Michelob Light for the winners.
So dumb.
Would good friends really play this hard for a beer? Well, it is Michelob Light, the rich, smooth taste you can compare to any beer you like.
Michelob Light for the winners.
Boy, I need help with my serve.
Tom will help you.
First, to remove the cap.
Michelob Light.
The timpani and cymbals for each of those tennis hits was really chef's kiss material. There was the touch football one.
Hey, make a love life for the winning team, okay? You guys would do that for us?
Would a bunch of guys really go at it this hard just for a beer? Well, consider it's Michelob Light, and that means a rich, smooth taste you can compare to any beer you like.
You guys never played like that before.
Hey, we never played for a Michelob Light before.
Michelob Light, compare the taste.
Now, this isn't really my thing, but if a bunch of beefy, mustachioed guys in short shorts running around throwing each other to the grass does anything for you, I highly recommend you Google Michelob Light for the Winners football commercial sometime, Jace. Can I do a couple more? There was the racquetball one. More guys in short shorts rolling around.
Come on, one more.
No.
The championship of the entire civilized world.
I'll pass.
And the Michelob Light.
I'll serve.
There was the waspy man and woman riding horses at the manor one, complete with covered bridges and horse jumping obstacles.
Last one back by the Michelob Light, okay?
You heard her. Come on.
Your horse never ran like that before.
He knows my favorite beer when he hears it.
There was a soccer one, a hockey one.
Those guys could have beaten the Russians today. You think they'd play us for a Michelob Light?
There were two guys downhill skiing.
Racing to the bottom?
Not all the way.
For Michelob Light?
You're on.
Where'd you ever learn to ski like that anyway?
Houston.
Don't really get it. And let's close out with one more mustachioed short shorts dudes grappling each other one. It's a rugby match.
Okay, I'm changing the strategy. I just made it Michelob Light for the winners.
For the winner!
Would a bunch of guys really play this hard for a beer?
Phrasing. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Rocco, Michelob flashback over.
Oh, wow.
I just want to say thanks to the Michelob Light singing guy for his lifelong inspiration to my karaoke career, as evidenced by last time we had a Megan note on the show. Oh, and then, in case Dawn didn't have it...
Meg's number, 863-9862.
Megan, I got your number.
Yeah.
I need to make you mine. Megan, don't change. 6, 3, 9, 8, 6, 2.
You hear his inspiration, right? Okay, I've gone off the rails far too long. Let's wrap up this note from Megan.
Well, I'll have a little discussion with you and Sarah about LF at lunch.
Not sure who LF is, Dawn?
Ote?
Ote, of course, is an Eddie Murphy SNL reference.
Buckwheat jeans.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye, buddy. Love you largely. Meg.
Wow.
That was pretty epic.
That was.
My fantastic. Gosh.
I mean, the only thing I can say to that is...
That was a lot to take in just now.
Steve Kornacki. Yeah.
A lot to take in.
Oh, boy.
This is what happens when Rocco has home time.
That's right. Exactly right.